Greetings and welcome to the broadcast. I am Jew and I am a true worshiper. Welcome to where we share the truth of God and uncover the enemy's work. Welcome aboard and we solicit your prayers in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Join us each and every week at 9 p.m. on Sunday, where we magnify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord and welcome to the broadcast. So glad that you would join us. For the Lord is good and worthy to be praised. Today is the day when we remember and recognize the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is an exciting day. The scripture we will be reading will come from Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulcher and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. The thought and the message I'd like to leave and impress upon your heart today is simply that he is risen. He is risen. The background in the story begins, it says that it was the first day of the week. And at this time, Jesus was crucified on the cross. And his body had been laid in a sepulcher. What a sepulcher is, a stone. It's a hewn stone or a tomb that has been hewn out of rock. And they have taken the Lord's body and wrapped it in linen cloth and placed it in this tomb. And not only did they just place it in this tomb, but they set a great rock in front of this tomb or this sepulcher. And if that were not enough to secure that area, they had guards on both sides. They wanted to ensure that no one could steal this body. This seems like a lot of security in place for just a man. But I'd like to tell you that this was just no ordinary man, but this was the Son of God. God manifested in the flesh. And he had just laid down his life. He had just went to Calvary. One might be asking, why was he placed in his tomb? Well, the scriptures tells us from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter in the 5th verse, it says, But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So this man that is laying there in the tomb, as our story picks up, is the same man that knew no sin. It is this one that has atoned for the sins of the world. He that knew no sin did nothing that was worthy to die for, did nothing that was worthy that would cause death. But he saw the glory that would be revealed, and it seemed good unto him. He submitted himself to the will of the Father, took on the shame and the humility and the agony. Can you only imagine what it's like to be falsely accused, to be maligned by people? And here is this Christ taking the punishment, taking the nails on the cross, taking the full wrath of sin out on himself. And that's exactly what he did on Calvary. He took the very sins that all of humanity, past, present, and those that would come after him would do. He poured out that wrath. Actually, God poured out that wrath on himself, in that he was in that man reconciling the world unto himself. This is glorious news. And this is the point that I make. Because if we do not acknowledge it, if we do not acknowledge the wonderful works that Jesus Christ has done, we say that it was not needed. And this is the very instrument, the very tool that God has allowed grace to come to each and every one of us. That's why you'll see on the broadcast, this man with this little voice will yell at the top of his lungs as much as possible, trying to persuade someone about this wonderful God. Why? Because Jesus Christ nailed it to the cross. Why stay in adultery, in a fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, even envyings and murders and drunkenness and revilings, and all in such that do these things? The scriptures tell us that, I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And here is Jesus Christ on that cross, reconciling all those that would sin against God. He's making a way of escape. He hung there. He bled and died. And our story picks up with these women. They are going to his tomb. They are going to see about this Christ. And they've come with spices to anoint his body. I'm just so intrigued with the story, because among these two women that have taken this journey, the Sabbath has just ended. A time of rest where no one can work. It's not permitted to travel. And it says early in the morning, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph and James, something in them decided to press out to go see about the Christ, to see about the one who died on the cross. And Mary Magdalene specifically, Christ had helped her, had healed her of her infirmities, of the evil spirits were cast out of her. And this is, the Bible says, to whom much is given, to much is required. And he had done much for her, and here she is, just wanted to go and anoint her Savior, see about her Lord. And though she had some physical barriers that were in the way, they were mindful that Jesus Christ was in the tomb, and that there was a guard there, and that there was even a stone there. They were mindful of this. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. But they had a measure of faith to go anyway, to press on through that journey, to go to the temple, to go to the sepulcher, to the tomb. And when they got to the tomb, hallelujah, They saw something that would change humanity from that point forward. That each and every person that would come after them would hear about this story. These women that just wanted to go and anoint the body, they were about to become part of the greatest story ever told. Their lives are about to be codified in history. They're about to be remembered with the great people that have been carved out in the scriptures. And here are these women. Hallelujah. And they have approached the tomb. And the Bible says, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And it says his countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And remember those guards I told you about? Listen to Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 4th verse. And it says, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. For he is not here, he is risen. And he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you unto Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And when these women heard and saw these wonderful, miraculous things, no doubt joy filled their hearts as they ran back to tell the wonderful things that they beheld. Brothers and sisters, this Jesus has risen. This is the day that we remember, Resurrection Day, that we remember that our Lord and Savior, how he conquered death. He knew no sin, went to the cross, died for our sins, and on the third day, it took 3 days and three nights, he was in the earth, given the sign that Jonah gave, and on the third day, when it seemed like all hope was lost, when it seemed like something had gone wrong, and when it seemed like for a moment the enemy got the victory, on the third day, Jesus got up with all power. He got up with all power that was given to him. And he said, Jesus came and spake unto him, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. And he told them, when he had appeared to them, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe and to do whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Brothers and sisters, this Jesus Christ has risen. And if you are in sin, Jesus Christ has risen. He's shown that grace of God has appeared unto all men. And he's commanded us to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we know that the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. These three are one. Bible says, whatsoever ye do in word and deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. This name is highly exalted. God has given him a name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Why? Because he's risen. He's shown that he's not just a man, but that he is God, and that he was God inside of that man, reconciling the world unto himself. So if you've done something outside of the laws of God, if you've done unrighteousness, Jesus has risen, and his offering, his blood is sufficient. No matter what the sin is, the blood is effective enough. It can get down to the depths, as low and as far as we've come from or have departed from the Lord. The blood can reach us. There is nothing that God cannot do. And God demonstrated his love for you and I. When you and I, we are the ones that did the sins. But what manner of love is this? That Jesus Christ, he loves you and I enough that he would not put that sin on us, but he took it upon himself. And all we have to do is take part in Jesus Christ. We have to turn from our sins, acknowledge that he is Christ, acknowledge that he is Lord. And we do that, and when we repent with all of our heart and we say, Jesus Christ, I believe that you died for me. That's when the gospel becomes personal. When you don't see it as just a story of a man, but you see that as God who did that for you. When they beat him, when they nailed him, when they whipped him, that was for you. That was for me. Every drink that I took, every drink that we took, every act of fornication, every form of blasphemy, every deceitful thing, every lie, every act, every sin is covered under the blood. And when we see our Lord went to Calvary, that was for you and I. Brother, sister, today we recognize the resurrection of Jesus. This thing was not done in a corner. You can search out the scriptures. You can search out the history books. This thing was done openly. God made an open showing of principalities. There is none that can say they did not know. And if you can hear my voice, the gospel of Jesus Christ is presented to you today. Jesus Christ died for you. Jesus Christ went to the cross for you. And when they put him in the tomb on the third day, our Lord and Savior got up with all power. And God, not only did he get up, not only did he get up with all power, and when he ascended to heaven, he said he would not leave us comfortless. But because he rose, he sent to us a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. God, it is his desire to see us through this life. We have to do it the way that God would have us to do it. God has sent his Holy Spirit to help us through this life. It is the will of God that we turn from our sins in repentance. It is the will of God that we be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of our sins, be buried with Christ, take on the liquid grave. And after we've done those things, it is the will of God that God's Spirit would dwell in us, that he would live in us, that we will no longer walk according to the lusts of this world, but we would walk as Christ walked, that we would offer our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Brothers and sisters, we are closing upon the end of this broadcast, and I want to make sure this message resonates with you. Go to our website, trueworshiping.org, and you will see this message. You will see the notes if you want to reference these scriptures to search this matter out. This thing is done openly. In fact, there is no other way to salvation. Jesus Christ is that way. For Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. Brother, sister, Jesus is the way. If you're hearing me right now, know this message is not by coincidence. This is divinely ordered. You know enough now. Will you step out in faith? The women went to the tomb in an act of faith, not knowing if the tomb would be there, but they knew that they would meet their God. Will you step out today in an act of faith? For someone, just call the number. Just say, I don't know what my next step is, but I just know I need Jesus. I've tried this thing and I've tried that thing, and my emotions are not stable. I just need some help. I just need someone that can see me through. Jesus Christ will do it. He will see you through. If you haven't given your heart to the Lord, if you haven't been buried with Christ, if you have not received the gift, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, give us a call. This is the time to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Tomorrow is not promised. It was not an act. It was not done by coincidence, as I mentioned before. But God has ordered. He does allow you and I, our paths, to intersect on this day. He's allowed us to share with you the good news of Jesus. I'm not the greatest speaker, not the greatest orator, but I've got a message that must reach the ends of the earth. This message that has been entrusted to me has got to go forth. If you are in Chester, if you are in Virginia, if you are in the United States, Jesus Christ saves. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hang up whatever you're faced with right now. Give it to the Lord. Turn your heart to Jesus Christ. Come to Jesus just as you are. Don't try and figure it out. Just come to Jesus. Give him your whole heart. From this day forward, turn from those things, those devices, turn from those ways that you know are not pleasing to God, and walk with Jesus Christ from this day forward. Before we close out, I'd like to just leave in a word of prayer. Let us go before Jesus Christ. If you can see me right now, let us go before a holy God and lift up Jesus Christ collectively. Wherever you are right now, let's go before the throne of grace. Let's call on Jesus right now. Let us pray. Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Lord, someone's on the other end of this, oh God, and they need you, Father. Lord, they need your mercy, need your grace, need the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we know that you can do all things, oh God. Lord, knowing that there's none like you, oh God. Lord, thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ and dying for our sins, oh God. Lord, thank you for going to Calvary for us, Lord. When someone, Lord, on the end of this, oh God, Lord, allow them to break through, oh God. Lord, someone, Lord, that can hear our voice, oh God. Lord, let them see you, oh God. Lord, let them turn from their ways, oh God. Lord, give them a heart to seek you with their whole heart, mind, and soul. Lord, let someone repent of their sins, oh God. Let them be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, and fill them with your Holy Ghost. Lord, by your power, oh God. Lord, break every chain, oh God. Loose every shackle, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it for your glory. Do it for your honor, Jesus. Lord, make a way out of no way, oh God. Lord, you can do it, oh God. Lord, tear down those shackles, oh God. Lord, give them a new praise. Open doors, Lord. Change the family structure, oh God. Send husbands, Lord, to the single women. Send wives to the single brothers, oh God. Lord, for your glory, for your honor, Jesus. Lord, feed the hungry, Lord. Clothe those that don't have clothing. Water to those that are thirsty, oh God. And we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. We'll sing of you, Lord. We'll talk about your mercies, oh God. We'll lift you up, Lord. And we'll magnify you in all you do. We do. Allow the angels of the Lord. That's our broadcast for tonight. Thank you for listening. I pray that the content has enriched or blessed your life in some way. If you'd like to talk to someone, give us a call at 804-212-3097. That number is 804-212-3097. And my name is Jewel Bostic, and I'd love to hear from you. If you'd like, you can also visit our website at trueworshiping.org. That's trueworshiping.org. There you will find the message that you heard tonight. Feel free to leave comments or feedback. We look forward to you joining us next week, Sunday night at 9 p.m., for the True Worshippers broadcast. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. I ask you, are you a true worshiper? Be blessed.